Wait, I can explain. This isn't what it seems, says Philip. But he doesn't pick up the phone. He just lets it ring with everyone staring like they knew it was him all along, like the mystery's been resolved, like the case is open and shut. He must have killed Mr. Koetsch because he'd been thrusting his wife. If memory serves, you first started coming here soon after Mr. Koetsch started staying here, Henry observes. I've seen you around the building. Everyone is stunned.
Monsieur Sif? Vous? Meurtrier? Criminel? J'aurais dû me méfier, mais quel bordel! Incroyable! Tout ça pour une histoire de crime passionnel!
Mr. Danner says he should have doubted all along. He says all of this for a crime of passion. I must admit, we are both very much shocked. Give me a chance to explain how this looks. Before the police get here, let me make things clear. All you have is half-truths. Yes, my wife is called Mel, and yes, I've been here a few times for the past few weeks. Truth is, I'd suspected she'd been cheating, so I'd follow her here, but I didn't know with who. All they do is stay in some room. Then she'd get back home late at night. I didn't have a clue who it was until tonight, when I saw Mr. Koetsch with his pendant. That square pendant meant to be one of a kind, yet it's similar to mine. A special gift from my wife, the one meant to be love of my life. And so that's the truth, I'll admit, but tonight I am not your culprit. I may have motive to kill this man, but I promise you, he did not die by my hand.
Je ne vois pas qui d'autre aurait commis ce crime. Il est sûrement le seul coupable.
Mr. Danner suggests Mr. Sif is the only guilty man around.
If not Mr. Sif, then who then? Henry asks. Just then, the police arrive at last. For a while, every one of us is questioned, asked for our versions, and soon we see Phil in cuffs as he's taken to the station. Henry and I are the last ones to leave the scene. Henry whispers to me, "Something bothers me about this whole thing. It's something Louis said about Mr. Koetsch and Ms. Melissa making sounds in the afternoons. But Mr. Koetsch would leave in the mornings and return no sooner than 5 p.m. And then I reply, "Well, maybe what was heard was this Melissa, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but maybe she was simply finishing off what Mr. Koetsch could not do." We then wish each other good night, knowing we'll see one another frequently until the culprit is convicted, without a shadow of a doubt. On my way home, I get a call. "Hey, babe. You'll never guess what happened tonight. Listen, babe, yeah, listen. Yes, I know you can't reach him, and for good reason. Babe, listen, Mel, breathe. Okay, so crazy story, but someone died tonight. And you'll never guess who got arrested for killing who at your favorite place. All I'm saying is that me and you can keep doing what we do without worrying about the other two. Listen, it works out perfectly. Listen to me, hold on.